Previously on Thomas and the Bible, we get a tidbit of half-decent poeticness, reprimanding those who eat upon the mountain, or away from other people, making it impossible for them to be able to share with others. A good bit of capitalist advice from the Bible, right, Republicans? We stumble across a few contradictions. Sometimes God wants sons to be held accountable for their father's sins, but today he doesn't want them to. With a Thomas Young count of zero, I think.
Thomas Young count of zero. That is not the Thomas I know, or the Bible I know, or the Young count I know. What are we paying you for these intros for, Harley? If you're going to get the facts wrong, there's just no way I didn't yawn the entire last episode. Maybe there is. Actually, the truth is, I only pledged to for Harley to do his intros, so I'd know that one person had to listen to the show. Go to patreon.com/previouslyon if you want to support Harley's intros. Thanks, Harley. I just want to make sure one person is listening. That's all. I know there's no one else, so I just want to make sure I pay someone to listen to me, get to go through this with me, and somehow miss the yawn count. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. All right. Today, I don't have enough gain. I can't quite hear myself enough. There we go. It's weird why that matters. But that's a bunch of recording BS that you guys don't care about. So we are, last episode was a little longer. I think this one may be a little shorter. And great news, I'm getting sick. And this time it's not food poisoning. I just am congested. And the way it's coming on, I'm pretty sure it's a cold. It's not like... you know, just allergies or something. It's been getting progressively worse all day in a weird, rumbly way. So that sucks. So I hope I don't bother anyone if I have to cough. All right. We're on Ezekiel 22 through 24. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Now, thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, Thou shalt shew her all her abominations. Then say thou, Thus saith the Lord God, The city sheddeth blood in the midst of it, that her time may come, and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. Thou art become guilty in thy blood, and thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself in thine idols, which thou hast made, and thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and art come even unto thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach unto the heathen, and a mocking to all countries. Those that be near and those that be far from thee shall mock thee, which art infamous and much vexed. Behold, the princes of Israel. I knew no one gave a shit about any princess. Foolish me. There are no female roles in this story. There's no women that anyone cares about in this book. Why princess? The princes of Israel, every one, were in thee to their power to shed blood. In thee have they set light by father and mother. In the midst of thee have they dealt by oppression with the stranger. In thee have they vexed the fatherless and the widow. Thou hast despised mine holy things, and hast profaned my Sabbaths. In thee are men that carry tales to shed blood. In thee they eat upon the mountains. In the midst of thee they commit lewdness. In thee have they discovered their father's nakedness. In thee have they humbled her that was set apart for pollution. Just getting it out of there. That was already a yawn cough, like at once. I try to yawn and cough at the same time. Doesn't really work, that yawn cough. I just wanted to try. No one's ever tried it before. I thought I'd be the first one, but no. In thee have they taken gifts to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained off thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith the Lord God. Behold, therefore I have smitten mine hand at thy dishonest gain which thou hast made, and at thy blood which has been in the midst of thee. Can thine heart endure, or can thine hands be strong in the days that I shall deal with thee? The Lord have spoken it and will do it. And I will scatter thee among the heathen, disperse thee in the countries, and will consume thy filthiness out of thee. And thou shalt take thine inheritance in thyself in the sight of the heathen, and thou shalt know that I am the Lord. Who's the Lord? Guys, who's... I'm blanking. Who's... Oh, the Lord is the Lord. That's right. It's Wednesday, so that means the Lord is the Lord. Isn't it weird that he has to keep reminding us? I'm so forgetful. Hey, guys, who's the Lord today? Is it Steve? Is Steve the Lord? Oh, no, it's that... Oh, it's that all-powerful God, creator God that, you know, we talked to. Oh, yeah, that's right. The Lord. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Not Steve. Why was I thinking Steve? Was he the Lord yesterday or... No, it hasn't been, never been the Lord. So it's just been the Lord who's the Lord. Is that what you're telling me? Well, then why was I confused? I don't get it. That's weird. Does Steve look anything like the Lord? Are they similar build? No? Why was I confused? Why does the Lord constantly need to remind me that he's the Lord? That's very curious. And the word of the Lord, or Steve, came unto me saying, Son of man, the house of Israel is to me become dross. I don't know that word, dross. Let's learn something today, kids. Dross. Dross. Something regarded as worthless. Oh, like this book. Oh, okay. That's how I'll remember that one. The Bible is dross. The house of Israel to me has become dross. They are brass. How's that? Enough yawning for you, Harley, huh? They are even the dross of silver. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because ye are all become dross. Behold, therefore, I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. Okay, computer experts, listen up. This may be nothing, but it's also simultaneously really annoying to me. Okay, so I do a fair amount of podcasting, as you guys know. And in this one... Attention all computer experts, make sure you're listening because I'm going to ask you guys something and I wonder if anyone can answer. In this one, this is a big problem because I'm reading from a computer screen and so I scroll as I go and every time I touch, like I let the computer sit even for just like 5 seconds as I'm reading because I scroll kind of as I go. I read a paragraph, then I go to scroll. There has to be a slight effing delay every time I scroll down. Now, the weird thing is, it's my, I have a magic marker. No, what do they call it? Magic touchpad? Is that what they call it? Whatever it is. And so I actually was so tired of it because I had a wireless keyboard. I bought a USB keyboard just because it, like, I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, like, oh, slight delay, who cares? But when you do this podcast and you do this as much as I do, it kind of just gets on your nerves and you're just like, this shouldn't be happening. So anyway, I bought the wired keyboard. Same problem. It's either the keyboard or the magic touchpad. They both have like a, you know, almost a second, maybe a half second or a second delay when I let them sit for a tiny bit. Not very long. I let them sit for 5 seconds. I hit down and it has to wait and then go down. It just gets old. So any computer expert, is there something wrong with my computer? Is that normal? I have a very good Mac that I'm still paying off. So go to patreon.com/TNTheB. Please, I could use it. I'm still trying to pay this bad boy off. All right. As they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace to blow the fire upon it, to melt it, so will I gather you in mine anger and in mine fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and ye shall be melted in the midst thereof. As silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so are the days of our lives. So shall ye be melted in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury upon you. Now, when he says, I, the Lord, is that Steve talking or is that the Lord? Oh, it's the Lord. That's right. Okay. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto her, Thou art the land that is not cleansed nor rained upon the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in the midst thereof, like a roaring lion ravening the prey. I was expecting like ravaging, but ravening. I guess that makes sense. Ravening. Huh. I can't think of that. What the? Anyway, they have devoured souls. They have taken the treasure and precious things, and they have made her many windows in the midst thereof. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference between holy and profane. Neither have they shewed difference between the unclean and clean. Oh, in case anyone's wondering what's happening, nothing. Nothing's happening. Steve, I think it's Steve. Steve the Lord is talking about how crappy the people are. I know. It's way out of left field. But yeah, that's what's happening. And Steve is also using just some really boring, bad metaphors to be like, you're like the, you know, such and such, and how you guys have, you know, there's a conspiracy, blah, blah, blah. But Steve's just saying like the same thing a bunch of different ways that we've heard all over and over and over and over. They put no difference between holy and profane. Neither have they shewed the difference between the unclean and clean, and have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey. I can't read right now. To shed blood and to destroy souls and to get honest gain. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord God, when the Lord hath not spoken. Never speak for Steve before Steve speaks for himself. Never say that Steve the Lord told you something when really some other Lord did, like I don't know, the Lord or somebody like that. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery, and have vexed the poor and the needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them, that they should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon their heads, saith the Lord God. Okay, on to 23. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, you just call him Steve by his name. Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother, and they committed whoredoms. Okay. Oh, I wonder what this is, guys. Could it be, or, well, okay, it may be literal. Let's say it could be literal. Okay, I cheated. I looked ahead. I thought this was going to be another elaborate metaphor for like how Jerusalem was bad, like how the Jews were bad. And it may still be. Let's see. And they committed whoredoms in Egypt. That phrase should be used more. Are people committing whoredoms anymore? As in like actual whore, like whore. People are just like, oh, she's a slut or something. But it should be like, she commits tons of whoredoms. You have no idea. You have no idea the whoredoms that could go on with this one. It sounds better, but worse, you know? It's kind of a little better in some ways, worse in others. So, I don't know. It's just fun. In Egypt. And they committed whoredoms in their youth. There were their breasts pressed, and there they bruised the teats of their virginity. Mm-hmm. There were their breasts. Okay. Their youth, I guess. So it's saying in their youth, their breasts pressed, which I don't know exactly what that means, but you can imagine. And bruised the teats of their virginity. That's wonderful language there. That's really powerful. And the names of them were Ahola the elder and Aholiba her sister. And they were mine, and they bare sons and daughters. Thus their names, Samaria is Ahola. Oh, take that. Take that, guys. I was right. Thus were their names. Samaria is Ahola, and Jerusalem is Aholiba. Steve kind of fooled me because Steve was saying like, oh, you know, I knew these two bitches, like, they're totally, like, he just starts it off like a casual story. Yeah, they're totally sluts, slutting it up. I think their names were, like, Ahola and Aholiba, you know, and so they, he had me going, Steve did. This is what Steve does. And then he's like, whoa, guess what? Samaria is Ahola and Jerusalem is Aholiba. In the same paragraph, by the way, one sentence away. And, oh, so I was, here I was, I accidentally peeked down as I was reading this, thought, uh-oh, maybe we're talking about literal people. Maybe I shouldn't make a big joke about how this is another dumb, you know, metaphor for whatever Jerusalem's doing. And then within the same couple sentences was I vindicated. And Ahola played the harlot when she was mine and doted on her lovers, on the Assyrians, her neighbors, which were clothed in blue, captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding upon horses. The, how would someone be a horseman other than by being on a horse? There's not, do you look at a guy and just be like, that looks like a horseman. He just looks really horsey. He's, see, his legs are bowed out like that. You just can tell that's a horseman. Yeah, thus she committed her whoredoms with them, and all them that were chosen men of Assyria, and with all on whom she doted, with all their idols, she defiled herself. Neither left her, left she her whoredoms brought from Egypt, for in her youth they lay with her, and they bruised the breasts of her virginity, and poured their whoredom upon her. Wherefore I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians, upon whom she doted. Well, good for her. These discovered her nakedness. They took her sons and her daughters and slew her with the sword, and she became famous among women, for they had executed judgment upon her. And when her sister Aholiba saw this, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love than she and in her whoredoms than her sister and her whoredoms. She doted upon the Assyrians, her neighbors, captains and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding upon horses, all of them desirable young men. Then I saw that she was defiled, that they took both one way, and that she increased her whoredoms. For when she saw men portrayed upon the wall, the images of the Chaldeans portrayed with vermilion, girded with girdles upon their loins, exceeding in dyed attire upon their heads, all of them princes to look to, after the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea in the land of their nativity. And as soon as she saw them with her eyes, she doted upon them and sent messengers unto Chaldea. And the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their whoredom, and she was polluted. This is so boring. I'd rather hear about actual girls that were, you know, committing whoredoms. That would be interesting. But when you just take, like, you're just saying, this is the most mathematic, like, by the numbers and yet terrible analogy. You're just, you said, like, X equals Samaria, Y equals Jerusalem. So anyway, I was with X the other day, and they totally were like, hey, Chaldeans, we're big fans of you. And so X was like, there's no purpose to changing out the names. It just, it's the same. You would, I mean, I guess maybe the, you know, theme of them being horse, that's slightly poetic. And I don't mean poetic in a good way. I mean, like, figurative, I guess, is a better word. Like, that's slightly figurative. Like, it's not literal. They weren't literally whores. But that's about it. That's as close as you got to actual figurative language. So she discovered her whoredoms and discovered her nakedness. Then my mind was alienated from her, like my mind was alienated from her sister. Yet she multiplied her whoredoms in calling to remembrance the days of her youth, wherein she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt. For she doted upon their paramours, whose flesh is as the flesh of asses, and whose issue is like the issue of horses. What the? Thus thou calledst to remember, to remembrance, the lewdness of thy youth, in bruising thy teats by the Egyptians for the paps of thy youth. Therefore, O Aholiba, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will raise up thy lovers against thee, from whom thy mind is alienated, and I will bring them against thee on every side. The Babylonians and the Chaldeans, Pekod and Shoah and Koah, and all the Assyrians with them, all of them desirable young men, captains and rulers, great lords and renowned, all of them riding upon horses. And they shall come against thee with chariots, wagons, and wheels, and with an assembly of people, which shall set against thee buckler and shield and helmet round about. And I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge thee according to their judgments. And I will set my jealousy against thee, and they shall deal furiously with thee. They shall take away thy nose and thine ears, and thy remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take thy sons and thy daughters, and thy residue shall be devoured by the fire. They shall also strip thee out of thy clothes, and take away thy fair jewels. Thus will I make thy lewdness to cease from thee, and thy whoredom brought from the land of Egypt. So shalt thou not lift up thine eyes unto them, nor remember Egypt any more. This is a long chapter. I'm not even close to done. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will deliver thee into the hand of them whom thou hatest, into the hand of them from whom thy mind is alienated. And they shall deal with thee hatefully, and shall take away all thy labor, and shall leave thee naked and bare, and the nakedness of thy whoredom shall be discovered, both thy lewdness and thy whoredoms. I will do these things unto thee, because thou hast gone a-whoring after the heathen, and because thou art polluted with their idols. Thou hast walked in the way of thy sister, therefore will I give her cup into thine hand. Thus saith the Lord God, thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup deep and large. Thou shalt be laughed to scorn and had in derision. It containeth much. Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of astonishment and desolation, and with the cup of thy sister Samaria. Thou shalt even drink it and suck it out, and thou shalt break the sherds thereof, and pluck off thine own breasts. How do you pluck off your own breast? I don't think that's the verb that goes with that. Pluck, whoops, there goes my breast, whoops. For I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Well, just because you said it, Steve, doesn't mean it's going to happen. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast forgotten me and cast me behind thy back, therefore bear thou also thy lewdness and thy whoredoms. The Lord said moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Ahola and Oholibah? Yea, declare unto them their abominations, that they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hands. With their idols have they committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bear unto me, to pass for them through the fire to devour them. Moreover, this they have done unto me. They have defiled my sanctuary in the same day, and have profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slain their children to their idols, and when they came the same day into my sanctuary to profane it, and lo, thus have they done in the midst of mine house. And furthermore, that ye have sent for men to come from afar, unto whom a messenger was sent, and lo, they came for whom thou didst wash thyself, paintedst thy eyes, and deckedst thyself with ornaments, and sattest upon a stately bed, and a table prepared before it, whereupon thou hast set mine incense and mine oil. And a voice of multitude being at ease was with her, and with men of the common sort were brought Sabians from the wilderness, which put bracelets upon their hands, and beautiful crowns upon their heads. Then said I unto her that was old in adulteries, Will thou now commit whoredoms with her, and she with them? Yet they went in unto her as they go unto a woman that playeth the harlot. So went they unto Ahola and unto Oholibah, the lewd women. And the righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of their women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses, and blood is in their hands. For thus saith the Lord God, I will bring up a company upon them, and will give them to be removed and spoiled. And the company shall stone them with stones, and dispatch them with their swords. They shall slay their sons and their daughters, and burn up their houses with fire. Thus will I cause lewdness to cease out of the land, that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. And they shall recompense your lewdness upon you, and ye shall bear the sins of your idols, and ye shall know that I am the Lord God. Steve, it's weird that they don't ever talk about men and their whoredoms. Like, it's only women. It's a little starting to think this book could be a tiny bit sexist, maybe a little bit. Again, in the ninth year, in the 10th month, and the 10th day of the month, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of... Oh, that lends legitimacy to it. Let's see. When did the Lord talk to me? Oh, I think it was, October 10th, I think, around 3, 4 p.m., something like that. So, and they're like, oh, he has a date and a time. That must mean the Lord actually talked to him. No one would think to make up a date and a time. Son of man, write thee the name of this day. Even and the Lord said to me, remember this day, write it down, write down the date. So you know, even the same day, the king of Babylon set himself against Jerusalem this same day, and utter a parable unto the rebellious house, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, set on a pot, set it on, and also pour water into it. Gather the pieces thereof into it, even every good piece, the thigh, the shoulder, fill it with choice bones. Take the choice of the flock and burn also the bones under it, and make it boil well, and let them see the bones therein. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is therein, and whose scum is not gone out of it. Bring it out piece by piece, let no lot fall upon it. For her blood is in the midst of her. She is set upon the top of a rock. She poured it not upon the ground to cover it with dust, that it might cause fury to come up to take vengeance. I have set her blood upon the top of a rock, so that it should not be covered. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, woe to the bloody city! Woe to the bloody city! I will even make the pile of for the fire great. Heap on the wood, kindle the fire, consume the flesh, and spice it well. Let the bones be burned. Then let it set empty upon the coals thereof, that the brass of it may be hot and may burn, and that the filthiness of it may be molten in it, that the scum of it may be consumed. She hath wearied herself with lies, and her great scum went forth, not forth out of her. Her scum will be in the fire. Ugh, that's disgusting. In thy filthiness is lewdness, and cleanliness is godliness. Because I have purged thee, and I made that up. That wasn't in there, but I doubt it. That would actually make sense. To be there, it's kind of, And thou wast not purged, thou shalt not be purged from thy filthiness any more, till I have caused my fury to rest upon thee. The Lord hath spoken it, it shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not go back, neither will I spare, neither will I repent. According to all thy ways, according to thy doings, shall they judge thee, saith the Lord God. Also the word of the Lord God came unto me, saying, son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke. Yet neither shalt thou mourn nor weep, neither shalt thou thy tears run down. Forbear to cry, make no mourning for the dead. Bind the tire of thine head upon thee, and put thy shoes upon thy feet, and cover not thy lips, and eat not the bread of men. So I spake unto the people in the morning. And at even my wife died, and I did in the morning as I was commanded. What? Just throwing that out there. Oh, and my wife died, no big deal, and then I did all this stuff. What, was that part of the story? I don't get it. Are you just throwing that in there? And the people said unto me, wilt thou not tell us what these things are to us that thou doest so? Then I answered him, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will profane my sanctuary, the excellency of your strength, the desire of your eyes, and that which your soul pitieth, and your sons and your daughters whom ye have left shall fall by the sword. And ye shall do as I have done. Ye shall not cover your lips, nor eat the bread of men. And your, hiccups. And your tires shall be upon your heads, and your shoes upon your feet. Ye shall not mourn nor weep, but ye shall pine away for your iniquities. Mourn one toward another. Thus it's the name of the chapter. Come on, here we go. Thus Ezekiel is unto you a sign, according to all that he hath done shall ye do. And when this cometh, ye shall know that I am the Lord God, Steve. Also, thou son of man, shall it not be in the day when I take from them their strength, the joy of their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that whereupon they set their minds, their sons and their daughters, that he escapeth in that day shall come unto thee, because to cause thee to hear it with thine ears. In that day shall thy mouth be opened to him which is escaped, and thou shalt speak and be no more dumb, and shalt be a sign unto them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. Steve. Okay, that's the end of my show. Thank you so much, my kind patrons. Please support the show. This show is brought to you by my lovely patrons. It really is. It would not exist at all were it not for the kindness of strangers. And fortunately, they're not strangers because I can read their names as soon as I pull it up on my computer machine. So if we go here to this part where I want to thank... Clear the throat. Okay. I would like to thank Marcel. Thank you so much, Marcel. Camel Pope, Charles Bangwiener, John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Garefort, Lee Primesberger, David Vandervlies, and Travis Peterson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The show is brought to you by those fine folks. It really is. Oh, and we got some new ones. Jim Grove, thank you very much for pledging. Tabitha Kadima, thank you as well. You guys are the reason the show exists. Patrons new and old. tall and short, other characteristics. You guys are the reason the show goes on. Thank you so much. And go to patreon.com/TNTheB and be counted among those that make the show possible. All right, I will see you guys next week. Adios.